It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
On the Pig, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And, of course, the Morning Show is brought to you in part by Millway Credit Union. Alan Brown and the crew over there, stronger, smarter, sensible. And they have three locations in our area to serve you: Arkansas Boulevard, Wake Village, and Ashdown. And it's time for our friend, guest from the community today. And our friend today is John Hemphill, who owns John's Contracted Commercial Cleaning Service, which is based in Texarkana. And it's great to have you in here this morning, John.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Of course, it is Veterans Day. We do want to point out that that John is a great veteran of the U.S. Air Force, we found out.
That's right.
Thank you for your service.
8 years. Great to have you in here on Veterans Day, and we appreciate service, and I love the Air Force. I love people that are in the Air Force. I know you're Anna's a Navy mom.
I'm a Navy mom and grew up in a Marine household.
Oh, okay.
So Semper Fi.
Well,
his dad wouldn't let him go Marine. He had to go Navy. So.
Okay. But I love the Air Force. But, John, it's great to have you in here. Let's talk a little bit about you grew up in Foreman, Arkansas.
Yes.
In Southwest Arkansas. And, of course, as you mentioned, joined the Air Force. We're in there for 8 years. Spent some time up in North Dakota helping out kids at risk and made your way back home, back to this area, and worked in various jobs, including International Paper.
Ash Grove Cement.
Yes, I never could remember, but I remember the name, up in Southwest Arkansas. But then made your way into the cleaning service kind of on the side to begin with. So you've been doing that for several decades now.
Oh, a couple decades.
Yeah.
So you're stripping, waxing, power washing.
You know your business, but at one point you made the decision, hey, enough of this working for somebody else. I think I can do this and do maybe a better job on my own.
Right.
And you started your own business.
That's right. Thank God for Google. Got a chance to look and see what these guys were making.
Right.
Compared to what they were paying me.
Yeah.
I can do that myself.
I can do that. And you knew, and you've been in it long enough to know what you needed to do.
The
so
processes.
About 6 years ago or so, you started out on your own.
I did. Absolutely terrifying.
I bet it. Tell us a little bit about that decision. It is terrifying to make a big leap like that. I'm going to start my own business. Not everybody can do it.
No, but it's kind of hard to explain.
Uh-huh.
You really just got to hold your breath and dive.
Yeah, just jump.
Mm-hmm. If you don't jump.
Yeah.
You don't know if you can fly.
That's right.
You know, but it was.
And a lot of faith.
A
lot of faith.
Now, you got to know that well, with my personal faith, I knew that nothing was, none of my obstacles or shortcomings were because I'm an idiot or incompetent.
Uh-huh. Right.
It was because God was setting me up for success.
Right.
That's a lesson learned.
Mm.
And just keep pressing. Now, that takes a great deal of faith not to
stop back and say, okay, I'm done. So good. I'm glad you keep pushing.
Yeah. So you took those years of working in it and the knowledge to open your own business. And how has the last 6 years been for you?
How has it
been?
Changed?
Yeah. Is it, yeah.
It has.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Well, I've learned that it is extremely competitive. Now, you may not think.
Oh, no, I would think so.
It is because everybody feels like, you know, anybody can do what we do.
Right.
That's the way people feel. You know, the janitor, anybody can push the mop and all that, but owning the actual business and learning the ins and outs and the margins and taxation and, you know, that I had to learn that stuff on the fly. Although, I'm a college graduate, but that was 2008. I forgot all that, you know.
Right.
So, relearning and experiencing that and learning about workplace cultures and how to treat different customers. And I have some employees that I could get on to.
Right.
And they'll just crumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some employees that be like, hey, I already got it. I knew you was coming, man. And we keep pressing. So you got to kind of say, okay.
Yeah. You, match the mood.
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
And you got to handle everybody a little.
Right.
And your clients, too. You want to make sure that they're well served, and if they're not feeling well served, you wanted to make sure you went above and beyond.
Yeah, if I could duplicate what I have, particularly on with my clients in Texarkana, Arkansas, if I could duplicate what I have with them over and over and over and over again,
right?
Like, it'd be awesome.
Right. You should see him smiling. Yeah.
Well, all right. We need to continue this conversation. Okay. We need to talk more about the what he does, the services, and especially during this COVID-19
right.
time. It's a lot more, as you said, than just coming in and pushing
spraying
a mop or vacuuming or
yeah.
spraying a little fragrances around. It's talking about cleaning, real
right.
cleaning, and that is very, very important. So we're going to talk more about this and continue the Best of Most Country. More of that's coming up next right here on The Pig on a Wednesday morning, November 11th, Veterans Day. Thank you, all veterans. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Best of Most Country is right here at 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. It is The Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. Millway Credit Union is our morning show sponsor. Stronger, smarter, and sensible, your financial institution of choice. And around 8:30, this would be the news time, but we've got a guest.
Yes,
we got a
do.
Friend from the community, and
yeah.
glad to have him in here. John's Contracted Commercial Cleaning. John Hemphill is the owner, operator, and he has had his own business for about 6 years, been doing the cleaning for the last couple of decades, and a varied lifestyle, as many different jobs. Fascinating, all the different types of jobs that you've worked in, but Air Force veteran. We're just appreciative of you and this business that you got going on. It's very, very important. So, like we were saying earlier, this is COVID times, okay? People have got their businesses open.
Right.
They got to be
clean,
really clean,
yeah.
and safe. And tell us a little bit about that part, how that's changed this year and
right.
what you do, you know.
That must have been a big
yeah.
leap.
Yes, it was. At the onset, we started adopting measures to protect ourselves and to protect our customers.
Right.
You know, with disinfecting high touch point areas, using disposable towels and rags and mop heads,
right.
of that things of that nature, that we don't do any transfer or additional spreading. We started that, and I come to find out that some of my counterparts, if you will, are upcharging.
Right, to have it.
To do that, because it's costing them a little bit extra.
Right.
And I just
You're
said,
not doing that?
No.
Okay.
It's just proper procedure.
Right, it's proper right. procedure. Now, I probably will up on the, if we decide to extend or put together a new contract, well, mm-hmm. I will probably add that in. Mm-hmm. But right.
right
now.
Not right off
it's
the.
It's just the right thing okay. to do.
All
right.
You just have
Thank
to do
you.
The right thing.
And that's kind of
right.
a, that's kind of a good business model, right thing to do. For your customer, and you, we were talking about on the Facebook, we not yet talking about on the radio, that you pretty extensively train all the people that work for you.
Right.
You just don't throw them out there and
ball.
Go, okay, we're going or whatever,
yeah,
and it's kind of like
ball.
So you can make a bunch of mistakes. You're painstaking and making sure that these guys are ready when it's time for them to go out and do it.
Fly
right?
solo, yeah.
And they love it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm talking about the employees. They love the fact that you're taking the time to show them how to do it right.
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 Yeah. As an employee, sometimes there's no worse fear than going
jump.
They didn't really explain this. What am I? Am I doing this right? Am I doing it wrong?
Yeah. Waiting to hear.
I mean, it's a lot. You're a lot more confident as an employee if you're trained properly.
So thank you. Yeah.
I try to teach them other things like carpet extraction,
mm-hmm.
right?
Power washing, disinfecting, cleaning with the electrostatic sprayers.
Right.
I teach them all of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they'll know going forward. And a lot of times when I'm always on emergency calls. We get emergency calls to come do disinfecting cleaning. I mean, my cleaners make a real good paycheck if they're able to respond to disinfecting or to like water main breaks mm-hmm. at Dollar General and
right.
toilet
Something
overflows.
Something's got to be done right,
be done
yeah,
right away.
Like the sewer backed up.
So I can send out a mass text.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got people scrambling.
Got people there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, hey, I'm already here on the spot. Who do I talk to?
Uh-huh.
And
right.
and that motivates me. That lets me know that I'm treating them right.
That's got to be, yeah.
You know.
And I guess on the other side of it, as far as the people that you're doing this for, it's a good feeling to know that, hey, if they've got an emergency situation, you guys are going to leap into action.
Right.
Absolutely. They're coming.
So they're not going to have to wait and go, well, are they going to come?
Is it going to yeah. be clean tomorrow?
Yeah. So very good. Very good. Very good. About how many employees do you have right now at the current time?
7.
All right.
Fantastic. And if somebody wanted to call you because they don't think that they're clean, like, They were trying to clean themselves, but thinking that maybe we want to upgrade to professional cleaning. What should they
do? How can they get a hold of
you? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you could go to texarcanacommercialcleaning.com and just click on Contact Us. You'll see two phone numbers, a primary and an alternate. You can contact me via the email at jccc2k15@gmail.com. Or at 903-556-3609.
Right. Reach out to them. If you're thinking that, you know, you've been doing it on your own, but you'd like to upgrade to a professional service, this is the way to go.
Well, A, if you're doing it on your own, you're working too hard.
Right.
And B, if you're doing it on your own,
you're probably
not getting it clean the way it should be clean in these situations, these
of
days
COVID.
That we got going on right now. That's just, I wouldn't trust myself.
No.
To make sure that we're sanitized.
We'd have to go
clean.
Through a training session with them just to sort it out.
Yeah, and you'd be very trained after you get
finished. I would be.
Let's keep John around, talk a little bit more about that. And did you tell him that you and him are going to play a game?
No, I always leave that for a
surprise. Yeah, all the guests play a game, so.
It's going to be fun. We'll have fun.
It'll be good. More of the best of most countries coming up on the Pig. That's Shenandoah there and Rock My Baby on the Pig at 103.9985mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Millway Credit Union, Stronger, Smarter, Sensible is our sponsor. And John Hemphill, John's Contract at Commercial Cleaning, is our friend from the community, our guest from the community today. And I was just looking at some of the highlights of the things that you do provide. And these are very important. Strip wax, tile and grout cleaning, power washing.
Sometimes mostly outside.
I was pointing at Anna because during the Facebook, she's going, you do most of that power washing inside or outside?
But well, like most grease of that's
spills
and stuff.
But I mean, it is a wide,
vast
range of things that you do. It's, like I said, it's not just coming in and
mopping up the floor.
Mopping up the floor real quick.
No. You have to be flexible.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to be agile.
Yeah.
Right.
Because every place is different, right?
That's right. That's right. Every place is different.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.